Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good morning. How can I help you?
Apparently, there is a charge on credit card for $69 and $69.97 for March 16th, and we did not upload that.
Okay. I will be more than happy to Thank go you. Ahead and assist you today. I just need to first locate the account. Can I please have the zip code?
95926.
You said 95926?
Yes.
Thank you.
No.
Bear with me. May I please have the first and last name?
Clifford Berry.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Sorry.
Not locating account with that name, ma'am. Would there be a different first or last name?
She said, the lady said it could be under Clifford T.
Okay. Let me go ahead and try and locate an account with that name. Bear with me.
Okay.
And ma'am, please have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today.
It would be 485 East 4th Avenue.
Okay.
Chico, California.
Okay. Thank you for that, ma'am. So I have gone ahead and located an account with that information today. And that was for the mail. It looks like you had the watch, ma'am, the smartwatch and the earbuds.
Apparently,
the
that's
trial
what they are.
Period.
Yeah.
That was placed after the 14-day trial ended. If you didn't call back to cancel, you were going to be billed the full retail price of the trial.
That's what they said,
Did you ever place this order, ma'am, for the initial trial?
No.
Okay. Did someone in your household ever place that order, ma'am?
No. It's just us two.
Okay, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do, I can file this as fraud, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you need to let you know what that entails? Whenever we file anything for fraud, we would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the location of where that took place, when it was placed online, and verify the owner of the device that was used when it was placed online. Would you like me to proceed forward?
Yes,
the fraud claim.
Yes. Okay. And we've already contacted the credit card company too. So.
Did you file a dispute with them for these charges, ma'am?
Yeah, they did, and then they just said to make sure to call you guys too.
So, do you currently have an active dispute with them?
You mean with the bank?
With your bank or card company, ma'am?
Oh no, not with the bank or card. We called our bank to find out what to do about it, and they told us to call you.
Okay, so your bank, there isn't a dispute with your bank or card company, ma'am?
No, not yet.
Okay. I just need to verify that. Bear with me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that, ma'am.
We just didn't quite know what to do about it.
I completely understand, ma'am. I am working on that fraud claim for you, and just to verify, and now that I've verified that, I'm working on the refund as well for you back to your account.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Bear with me while I work on finishing getting this refunded.
Okay.
Bear with me, I'm working on the refund for you, ma'am.
Sure, thank you.
I'm working on the refund, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm working on the refund. Bear with me so much. Thank you for your patience.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm
Hello?
almost done with the refunds, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm almost done with the refunds.
Oh,
Thank you for your
you're fine.
patience.
You're
Do you have a
welcome.
piece of paper and pencil, though?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Just finished the last refund, ma'am. Are you ready for the confirmation
Okay.
numbers?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so your first refund confirmation number is going to be for the $69.97.
Mm-hmm.
That refund confirmation number is going to be 6092390081.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay.
Okay, and the refund amount for that one is going to be $69.97.
Right.
Is the amount you'll be getting back for that. Again, that's 6092390081.
Perfect.
Okay. Your second refund amount is going to be $464.97.
Mm-hmm.
That refund confirmation number is 6095 6682.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And the next one is going to be for the $5.97.
Okay.
That refund is going to be 604337 9587.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, and the last refund confirmation number is going to be 4797. That one's going to be 6043.
Okay. There.
Okay. And again,
that
refund.
6043? Okay.
The last,
got it.
Let me repeat that number.
6043 2 6 0 2 7 8.
Okay, got it. Okay. And that's it. Your account is canceled out. It's been filed as fraud for you as well as refunded. The refunds will be back on the account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much for your help. And what was your name?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. Is that it or do I need to?
Is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, you've been great. Thank you so much. Happy Easter.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Happy holidays.